longer existed. I watched the civilians and for a moment wondered what difficulties faced us if we had to flee. But my concern did not persist. I could not worry past the Dominator. Wind whales took station over the river. Mantas searched for updrafts. Taken carpets rose. But today my feet remained on the ground. The lady intended meeting her husband toe to toe. Thanks a bunch, friend. There was Croker in her shadow with his puny bow and arrows. Guards all in position, entrenched behind low palisades, ditches, and artillery. Pennons all in place to guide Darling's carefully surveyed ride. Tension mounting. What more was there to do? Stay behind me, the lady reminded. Keep your arrows ready. Yeah, good luck. If we win, I'll buy you dinner at the gardens in Opal. I don't know what possessed me to say that. Frenzied attempt at self-distraction. It was a chilly morning, but I was sweating. She seemed startled. Then she smiled. If we win, I'll hold you to that. The smile was feeble. She had no cause to believe she would survive another hour. She started walking toward the great barrow. Faithful pup, I dogged her. The last spark of light would not die. She would not save herself through surrender. Bowmans gave us a head start, then followed. Likewise, the limper. Neither's action was in the master plan. The lady did not react. Perforce, I let it go too. Taken carpets began to spiral down. The wind whales seemed a little bouncy, the mantas a little frenetic in their search for favorable air. Edge of the barrowland. My amulet did not tingle. All the old fetishes outside the barrowland's heart had been removed. The dead now lay in peace. Moist earth sucked at my boots. I had trouble maintaining my balance, keeping an arrow across my bow. I had one black shaft set to string, the other two gripped in the hand that held the bow. The lady halted a few feet from the pit whence we had dragged Bowmans. She became oblivious to the world, almost as if she were communing with the thing underground. I glanced back. Bowmans had halted a little to the north, about 50 feet from me. He had his hands in his pockets and wore a look that dared me to protest his presence. The limper had set down about where the moat was when a moat surrounded the barrowland. He did not want to fall when the null swept over him. I glanced at the sun. About 9. 3 hours margin, if we wanted to use it. My heart was setting records for carrying on. My hands shook so much it seemed the bones ought to rattle. I doubted I could put an arrow into an elephant from 5 feet. How come I got lucky and got picked to be her butt boy? I reviewed my life. What had I done to deserve this? So many choices I might have made differently. What? Ready? She asked. Never. I pasted on a sickly grin. She tried to smile back, but she was more scared than I was. She knew what she faced. She believed she had only moments to live. She had guts, that woman, going on when there was nothing she could win but, perhaps, some small redemption in the eyes of the world. Names flashed